Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha. Today we're going to discuss in the beginning the dinim that are relevant at Motzei Shabbos, immediately at Motzei Shabbos. So what do you do with regards to you're wearing your Shabbos clothing? Generally, we keep Shabbos. There's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, to keep Shabbos a little bit later and be machmir on the Zman of Shabbos. So how do you do that in terms of changing your clothing? So with regards to taking off your shoes, we see there are three main shitas in Rishonim. The quoted by the Sefer Apartis, they quote that some would say, after they say Baruch Hu, you go to shul with your Shabbos clothing, you say Baruch Hu, and then you take off your shoes. That is quoted by many Rishonim. And then there's also, which they quote in the name of Klonimus, in the Minag in Roma, in the early Rishonim, also was that, this is the second Minag, that the Shliach Tzibur should also take off his shoes with the Tzibur after he says Baruch Hu. Everyone says Baruch Hu while wearing Shabbos clothing. And then they all take it off together. And there's a third one that says that no, there's a difference between the Shliach Tzibur and the rest of everybody else, that everybody else after Baruch Hu will take off their shoes. The Shliach Tzibur will take off their shoes before Baruch Hu. So how do we paskin? The Ramah, actually Halacha, the Ramah writes, if it's Shabbos, Cholzim Lachar Baruch Hu, and he says, Milvad Shliach Tzibur, Shecholetz Kodim Baruch Hu. So he goes like this third Shita, that if Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av like this year, so you go to shul in your Shabbos clothing, you say Baruch Hu, and then you'll take off your shoes. However, the Shliach Tzibur should say before he does Baruch Hu, take off his shoes. And the Ramah continues, very importantly, the Ramah says, Rak Omer Tchila Mavda Mekol Shechol. Before the Shliach Tzibur is going to take off his shoes, by us saying Baruch Hu already basically accepting upon himself that now it's Mariv, so we don't have to do the Mavdil. But the Shliach Tzibur, while he's still in the Mizman of Tosefet Shabbos, is going to be taking off his shoes, which is a clear showing that he's doing a Minag Avelus. So then the Ramah writes that you should say Baruch HaMavdil. Now, do you say this Baruch HaMavdil with Shemul Malchus or without Shemul Malchus? So the poskim seem to understand, the Mishabura, that you don't say this Baruch Hu with Shemul Malchus. You just say Baruch HaMavdil Bekodesh Lechol without Shemul Malchus, and that is seemingly the understanding if you follow the Shita of the Ramah. So this is all the opinion of the Ramah on what to do in terms of this year. So now there are other opinions though. So others understand that firstly, when do you take? Is there a chiyuv to take off your shoes beforehand? So like we just pointed out, according to most poskim, the isser is going to be chal. According to the Chaye Adam, the chiyuv is going to be chal at Tzeis, that you don't have any chiyuv to take off your shoes before Tzeis, and it's mashma in the Gra that and many poskim that seem to follow this shita that only by Tzeis. However, they quote Rav Yashuv was being machmir already from Shkia. Rav Yashuv was already machmir from Shkia to take off his shoes because he says anything that's not so sir to Shabbos is going to be chal from Shkia Sachama. Only things that are going to be din of Adina de Gemara. So we're going to get into even Rav Yashuv was mekil on sitting on a chair because that's Adina de Gemara. But the shoes, he was machmir already from Shkia. So that is the opinion of Rav Yashuv. Again, the Ramah seems to go that you have much later like the Chayadim because Ramah says that until Ma'ariv, you would still have your shoes on Lechor. You're coming to shul in your shoes. So that would Lechor be against the Rav Yashuv's opinion. So when do you change your clothing though? So all these Rishonim that we mentioned, those three Rishonim, that all those three Minhagim, they were seemingly of the same opinion that they didn't wear Shabbos clothing, so there was no shaila for them to be wearing Shabbos clothing. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah writes that you wouldn't wear your Shabbos clothing. But however, the Minhag Olam is we follow the Gra. It seems to be Mamash, I think came on everyone. I'm not familiar with any group of people that wear Big Day Chol this coming Shabbos. But either way, so that's our Minhag. So then, what do we do in terms of Marv? So it's interesting. In the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tukachinsky, which usually many times is Koveya, the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael, he quotes the Ramah that before Marv, the Shliach Tzibur should say a Mavdil, and the Tzibur should take off their shoes after Marv. However, it's quoted that the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to do this. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is that they will wait till Tzeisak Kochavim, they'll tell everybody to say a Mavdil Mekodesh Achol. Everyone should change not just their shoes, but change all of their clothing, and then come to Marv. Let's say they'll make Marv 15 minutes later. I know Rav Nevensal Shlita is planning on doing this because Rav Nevensal called his Marv this Motzei Shabbos for 8:45. Now Shabbos over 8:27, so he's clearly giving everybody in the old city at least. I want to try to come, but I'm sure I'm going to figure it out if I can figure out how to get there. But that's that point. But but Rav Nevensol's minion clearly is doing this, that everybody is going to come already with their echa and already with their tish above clothing. They'll change and they'll say hamavdil. But the minig was based on the Ramah was to do this other thing with regards to baruchu. I've seen in America. I was very young last time I remember. Once I was in camp, so that's not a right for what the minig is. But when I was in Teaneck, I remember that they did like the Ramah. They did. Everyone came to shul with their shoes, and then some people brought shoes on Erev Shabbos, right? And other people that we took off their shoes after Baruchu. So we did like the Ramah. But it definitely seems that there's both Minhagim out there. They quote the Nitzei Gavriel writes that even in America in Chutz La'aretz, the Nitzei Gavriel writes that the Minhag Ga'ola, many people wait a little bit late, meaning they'll let when Shabbos is over tell you to do this, take off your shoes, and then go out with your Tisha B'Av clothing. And they put that's what Rav Yashiv did as well, that Rav Yashiv would go out with his weekday clothing as well, and they quote the exact time at 8:09 after Shabbos. That was fascinating. Yeah, which day of the year? Meaning it depends on the Tisha B'Av is not the same time. It depends when it is on the solar year. Meaning the English day is going to be important for when that 8:09 was. But either way, they quote in the Rav Yashiv, he was already wearing his Tisha B'Av shoes and his Tisha B'Av clothing at this time. So what about if you're generally machmir on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? If you're generally machmir on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam as a chumrah, then Shlomo Zalman writes, then you should still be machmir for the earlier zman and switch your clothing at Seis. And then you don't have to do malacha until after Rabbeinu Tam. But you should change your clothing already at Seis HaKulchavim of the Gra, and that is what Rav Yashiv Paskin as well. However, the Nitzei Gavriel writes, if you're Tamid Noeg, the shear of 90 minutes after Shkia, then you can be Mekel, according to Nitzei Gavriel, but it seems that the Eretz Yisrael poskim of Yashuv and Rav Shlomo Zalman were more machmer, even if you're, maybe, would depend if you're doing it by Torah's Chumrah, or by Torah's you really hold that Rabbeinu Tam is the Ikar Adin. Then obviously you would be able to hold Rabbeinu Tam Lakula as well there, that wait till 72 minutes, till you change into your Tisha B'Av clothing, because that's Seis HaKulchavim for you. What about sitting on a low stool, or sitting on, can you sit on a chair, at this time at Shkia? So they, quote, that in the name of Rav Yashiv, this is what Rav Yashiv mentioned before, that even though Rav Yashiv was machbir with regards to shkia, with regards to the shoes, he says that when it comes to sitting on the karka, that's not noeg on motzei tshiva of the kuliyama, only mishatef shach, because that's not medina de gemara, and therefore that would be only at seis. And he says the same thing with regards to taking off the you don't have a tablecloth, and also taking off the mapa from the aron. I always thought that was like a very moving thing, that when they take off the paruchas from the aron, they take it off, it's like mamash, like a sign that we're really, really in avelos. That should be done only after Tseis HaKulchavim. And now one last halacha with regards to the way it falls out this year is that it's very important that we have the halachas of Achana. So you cannot during Shkia Bein Hashmashos, it's just like an Ilvas Purim. Even if there's no chashash hotzah, you have an erev, a fully kosher erev that you hold of. So you shouldn't take your Megillah, because that's a chana from Shabbos to Chol. So there, the poskim were mekel, if maybe I'll learn it on the derech, so that shows that it's not a chana. So that may be mutter, bitzina, people don't see you, that might be mutter. So the same thing they bring down with regards to Tisha B'Av, that if you're gonna bring your shoes, there seems to be no heter, because that's clearly, you can't argue that you're wearing those now, because you're Tisha B'Av shoes, you're wearing your Shabbos shoes now. If we're talking about Bein Hashmashos, we're talking about in between the time of Tseis HaKulchavim, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, around 7:50, between 7:50 and 8:10, we're talking about, say, 8 o'clock, where it's Bein Hashmashos, so there, this would be a problem to do that. And with regards to taking your Megillas Eicha or your Kinos, so that might be the same thing, that Lechor, it's a problem. Maybe if you look at them, but the Eicha I get, but Sefer Kinos is mamish like Avelos and Shabbos. I don't know why, I saw it in the quote in the name of Tosefes Chaim in Luach Eretz Yisrael, that if you're looking at it, that then maybe it would be a heter. But I'm just wondering why the kinos. I get the echa, but why the kinos? But that seems to be the heter, that those two things you might be allowed to bring. And they bring down also the gabayim of the shulchan. Make sure, don't move around the table. A lot of times you have to like hold tables down so people could sit on the floor. Don't do that. Bein Hashmashos, you can only do that after this man of Tseis HaKulchavim, or after this man of Tseis HaKulchavim, because you're going to need it for Shabbos. You're going to need the regular seating that you had probably for Shabbos. So that's what you should do with regards to that. And as we mentioned, only after Baruch Hu do we take off the paruchas. Ebez Hashem, This is the like in the last halacha, so that we just finished the halachas of the Motzei Shabbos, what happens when Tisha B'Av is Erev Shabbos that we just got into. I guess I'll give general kitzur halachas of Tisha B'Av. There's a ton of obviously things to mention. I'll try to do it my best I can to get it in within 5 to 10 minutes of whatever halachas of Tisha B'Av we can get into. Obviously it'll be a major kitzur and we won't knock into everything, and hopefully we have an easy fast to see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehirah V'Yameinu, and hopefully I'll get one more halacha in before on Friday.